Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Footy Champ. The Ritz-Carlton San Francisco. Carlos Gomez, director of restaurants. Carlos, chin chin, and cheers to you, my friend. My first question always is, before we have our first sip, what are we drinking?
We are having special cocktails made with Imperial Shaker Martini, and you are having like a regular martini, and I will do my dirty martini.
Here we go. Let's have a little sip together.
Very nice.
Nothing better than the sound of people drinking when you're listening on the radio. Carlos, Ritz-Carlton, San Francisco here. A wonderful new cocktail program at the lounge. I just got to taste a few of the cocktails. This one, they all rock. But firstly, before we actually get into this one, let's talk about the program. What inspired this new program of cocktails?
Okay, Liam. We started with a blank paper, so we didn't know from where to start. We wanted to base it in something, so we were not sure. We were in a fantastic city like San Francisco, and our bartenders, they are all locals. They love the city. So we wanted to show everyone else, people that are coming to San Francisco, that they don't know San Francisco, they just know Alcatraz, Golden Gate, that they come here, and the real soul of San Francisco are the neighborhoods.
Sure.
Everyone was saying that to me when I just arrived to the city, and I was surprised, but then now I really understand what they mean.
Yeah, and it is those neighborhoods. It's the stories of the neighborhoods. The cocktail list is wonderful because I've been here half my life. I feel like a local now, but each one draws you in. When I say draws you in, part of that is because all the sort of animation and the drawings done with each cocktail. Let's just begin with this one. Knob Hill, welcome home. This cocktail, there's a picture of the Ritz-Carlton, the little cable car coming up the street, and there's a story behind the artist, someone special to the Ritz-Carlton.
I will tell you, yes. One of our colleagues in the same department, food and beverage, her name is Rose. She was helping in the breakfast restaurant. One day we came up to know that she's a great artist. She knows how to draw like an angel. So we asked her for help. Here in the Ritz-Carlton, we love to do something that we call lateral service.
Yeah.
And two people or so many people from different departments, they work together for the same goal.
Yeah.
And this is what we got here. We put together Rose, the artist, and our bartenders, local bartenders, who wanted to base their cocktails in the neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And together the magic came up.
See, I love that so very much. Each illustration tells a story. It's in line with the cocktail behind it. I mean, look at this one here, Chinatown, Good Fortune. And a lovely little photo, sort of image here, the gates to Chinatown with little red lanterns. I mean, these are works of art, severe, serious works of art.
Yeah, and if you see the cocktail itself, it will have like Asian and Chinese ingredients, and the garnish will come with a small fortune cookie that was created here in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And if you see the sketch, you can find like a small fortune cookie over here as well.
Wait, I'm glad I can have my glasses on, Carlos. let's go into the cocktail we're having here to kick off today. Imperial Shaker, Shaken Martini. There's some theater to a lot of the cocktails. There's theater here with the way the cocktails have been shaken. Talk us through it. The Imperial Shaker, Shaken Martini, what's in it? And that's what we're drinking right now.
So what's going on with Imperial Shaker? We have this Imperial Shaker provided by Tanqueray. So we are using their products that they, like several different Tanqueray's. They have Tanqueray Sevilla, which is based in oranges. We have Tanqueray Rampur that is more limey, and we have the regular Tanqueray, Red Tanqueray 10 as well. So what we are doing here, it's like we are open for the creativity of our bartenders, and we will showcase every single day a different cocktail.
And I have to tell you, Carlos, seeing the bartender Tommy put the shakers inside this Imperial Shaker, and he sort of rolls it in a little bit. I'm trying to think of, I can't, it's hard to describe this, but this is an ancient tool, if you will, right?
It looks like a old machine, you know, yeah. Like an old train, yeah. Or something. Yeah. It reminds me like the rails, yeah. In the...
Yeah. It makes the sound of an old train.
Exactly, it does, it does.
Friends, you're probably wondering, what's this all about? You're going to have to come to the Ritz-Carlton San Francisco to discover this. And of course, Shaken Martini. I mean, perfect.
What else?
Yeah. Let's go on here. More theater. San Francisco, when people think of San Francisco and the classic San Francisco cocktails, always a Negroni. This is the North Beach Negroni Sevillano. Tell me about this. And by the way, again, a glorious little illustration here by Rose. You see the famous Transamerica building right next door to the Coppola building, where Francis Ford Coppola has had an office, cafe at the bottom there, you know, his restaurant and cafe with the colors of the Italian flag, the overhang of the restaurant. Beautiful, perfect.
So what we did here, we have the Little Italy, North Beach, that is the most Italian neighborhood in San Francisco, and we wanted to put it together with the influence of Spain, but not Mexico and everything, like Spain, because before Mexico, California was Spain.
Sure.
So yeah. What happened here, our bartender also, she has like a Spanish heritage. So she wanted to use Spanish ingredients. So first of all, Tanqueray Sevilla, that is a city in Spain. Beautiful, yeah. City, by the way. Yeah. Not because it's mine.
Been there, and love it. And it's your hometown. Exactly. We're going to take a journey back there in just a bit.
And we use vermouth, but instead of using the Italian one, we use one from the south of Spain as well. And the taste is different also because we barrel age it for at least 2 months before we start serving it. And you will find a Negroni with a softer taste, not so bitter, something more even sweet, I would say, because of the vermouth.
And I love it. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm not a Negroni fan. I am now. Because that's slightly sweeter, not so bitter. There's also some theater, some drama, yeah. That you guys bring to this.
Yeah, we smoke it tableside. We use...
It's such a cool thing, by the way. Just, you have to be here. You have to sit at the bar to watch this unfold as the bartender smokes the Negroni. I mean, it's done in a really cool way. Again...
Yeah, and the smell that comes when you smoke it, like rosemary, yeah. Coming all over the bar. Everyone looks at it like, saying, hello, what is this? It's so
and nice. That's it. You're turning heads. You're creating a story, and you're bringing it to life. A story here, North Beach, the Negroni... Sevillano. Did I say that right?
Yeah, Sevillano.
Sevillano, Sevillano. Let's keep on going here. I want to talk about another cocktail we had. I love this. This, again, a surprise. The Golden Gate Carl. We love Carl the Fog. Talk us through Golden Gate Carl.
So where we base our name, our cocktail, our color, the bubble, everything was in the cow, the fog that we have in San Francisco. What everyone knows about San Francisco, the Golden Gate. Everyone who sees the picture of San Francisco Golden Gate, there is always this fog around, right? So when you see the cocktail, you have like a tall glass, red liquid inside. We prepare on top like a mystic bubble. And when you break the bubble, you will see the Golden Gate. You will see the red with the fog around. I would say everyone who sees this, they want to order. It's like all the time.
I did. I ordered two. I'm not just saying this, Carlos, because you're sitting here with me. But this is the most theatrical and tasty menu of cocktails I think I've ever seen in one cocktail menu, seriously. And look at me, I'm an Irish Englishman. I drink for two, I've been to a lot of bars. So much fun. As we go through here, again, from Japantown to Chinatown to North Beach, just over the hill from me, I live in Noe Valley, but here's a cocktail, Castro Euphoria. Mm-hmm. Euphoria, Castro Euphoria. There's a lovely image here, again by Rose, the classic, historic Castro Theater. The marquee, little rainbow flag there. Tell us about this one.
So this was the first creation we had. We actually created this cocktail before we created the menu itself. We created for the day of the parade, and it was a success. Everyone loved it. We based it. It's like very citric and strawberry flavor, and we base it in the color. We wanted like very colorful. We wanted to do, and the cocktail itself is pink, and you have like a rim of different color of sugar all over the glass. It's really nice. Everyone loves it.
Well, I'm going back for my sugar high. So cool, so wonderful. You have a great team here. Takes a great team. I know Larry, who was bartending today, was making my cocktails. He knows what he's doing. For those who have not yet been here, Ritz-Carlton, San Francisco, why come to the lounge? What's the experience all about?
So good thing that we have in the lounge is that you have these great cocktails, and any single cocktail that you can imagine, we can make it for you. This is the first thing. We are very strong in beverages, and our bartenders are very creative. They are very nice, and everyone loves them. They come from all over the city to ask for a specific bartender in their shift. But at the same time, you have a full restaurant. We serve lunch from 11:30 a.m. until dinner, that we close at 11 p.m.
And if you love your wines, of course, you can take a little trip around California and beyond. So from your bubbles, to your reds, your whites, your cabernets, your chardonnays, to your zins, and everything in between. You will have a party in your palate if you come and enjoy here at the Ritz-Carlton, the lounge. What's your favorite thing on the menu? I know it's tough.
Food
put you
beverage.
On the spot. Let's talk food. So if you're coming for dinner, okay. What will Carlos order?
So we started with the new spring menu today. So if you asked me yesterday, I would say our tuna tartare, it's really good. Like you order, you don't miss. Now I try today for the first time our mussels with coconut curry.
Sign me up.
I don't know what to say. I love them both.
Well, friends, here's my advice to you. Come for the cocktails, stay for dinner, make it an overnight stay. It is worth driving from anywhere in the Bay to come here and enjoy these knockout cocktails. Carlos, you've been here in San Francisco, Ritz-Carlton, San Francisco, for just over a year. Mm-hmm. How are you settling in? What are you loving most about the city? The weather.
The weather, exactly. Yeah, I'm coming from the south of Spain that is always sunny, and they told me, come to sunny California. Yeah, I found out.
Yeah.
No, to be honest with you, the weather here is not so bad because it's never so hot, never so cold. So I love that.
I always tell people it's rarely below 55, mm-hmm. rarely above 75, but it hovers most of the time at 65, which is great.
Mm-hmm. And what else? Visiting the neighborhoods. I love to go to Castro. I love to go to Mission. I love to go to North Beach. I really love North Beach. And if you are smart enough to avoid the hills, you can walk all over. So I love that. I love that.
Good exercise. Yeah. And friends, if you don't want to go to the neighborhoods, well, we're going to bring the neighborhoods to you through the cocktails here, the lounge, Ritz-Carlton, San Francisco. Carlos, I've been a friend here at this hotel, this property by Ritz-Carlton for many years. I love what you're doing. You know, the pandemic is in the rearview mirror. Restaurants are back, bars are back. This hotel is back and it's swinging. Why should people come and stay? Why should they come and stay? The Ritz-Carlton here, why come?
Okay, I think first of all, the location is great. What I said, you are on top of the hill. Wherever you go down. So
there's only uphill on the way home.
The rooms are amazing, but what makes really the Ritz-Carlton a place to be is the service. Yeah. Our ladies and gentlemen, the genuine care that they show for our guests is something that really impressed me. I've been here for a year, and since my first day, I loved it. I really see them, how they, every day they come to work with that passion, and what I said, this genuine care for the guests to make their stay memorable, that they will create a Ritz-Carlton guest for life.
Well, I'm just impressed that they remember my name. And I used to think it was because of the luggage tag, you know, when you would check in. But even when I'm not checking in without a luggage tag, they remember my name. That is impressive. Carlos, muchas gracias, my friends. Thank you very much. Friends, do yourself a favor. New menu today launched, the food menu across these knockout cocktails, telling the tales of the city. Come enjoy, come one, come all. More at kcbsradio.com. And click on Foodie Chap. Cheers, my friend.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.